Everybody, it's Thursday, and welcome to another episode of Naturally Unbothered. I'm Shari.
I'm Lisa.
I'm Ebony.
And we have a guest on the show. His name is Tony. Hey, Tony.
What's up?
Hi,
what's
Tony.
Up?
Hey, Tony.
What up? What up with it?
All right. So there's two things that I want to announce. First, this is going to be our Valentine's Day show. So happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Happy Valentine's Day, lovers.
Yes. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yes. So ladies, I hope you guys like the Valentine's Day gift that I sent you, the A-Spot vibrators.
Ew, la la.
Ooh. Yes. Sounds exciting. Okay.
Yeah, so you hit all your spots, your U spot, your G spot, and your A spot.
Yes.
So was that, is that toy that you gave them, is that, is, can you control that through your phone? Is that what, was that, is the one that got the Bluetooth?
It does not have a Bluetooth. No, you, oh, it's okay. One that you have to control with your hands, but yeah, no Bluetooth.
Okay.
All right, y'all. So I need to do some cast updates. Y'all ready for y'all question for this week?
Sure.
What's the most romantic sexual encounter you've ever had? We'll start with you, Tony, because you're our guest.
The most romantic sexual encounter I've ever had.
Yes.
Ooh. Man. You're going to really have me thinking now. Because, man. The most romantic. You got to give me some time to think
First
about
of
that.
All,
hold on.
Are you even a romantic type of dude?
Am I? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, of course.
All you right.
Yeah.
She just called you a savage. Guy.
I love who?
That's what she just called you. Shari just said you're a savage.
I did not call him a savage.
Do I come off that way?
I mean, you don't. Now, you know how long I've been knowing. You don't want me to tell you what.
I love the ladies, but not the most romantic or sexual.
Okay.
Ooh, now, come back to me.
Okay. What you got, Lisa? What you got on the romance?
The most romantic sexual encounter.
Yes.
I guess that would be this dude that I started dating when I first moved to Savannah.
Mm-hmm.
And he really catered to you. So once I got to his place, you know, he had already had dinner fixed and had my bath water ran and had everything laid out on the bed, and we ate dinner, and then he just kind of like went in the bedroom and kind of stripped down to just a few pieces and did a little dance for me in the living room, and then we took it to the bedroom and we smoked some weed and
drank
some wine, and then we just got busy all night long. And then what he likes to do is wake you up in the, like, early at the crack of dawn, and then just go strong, get up, take a shower, and went to work, and it was all good.
Oh shit.
Okay.
From the beginning to the end.
That's what's up. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up right there.
What you got, Ebony?
You know, I'm not really romantic type of bitch, you know what I'm saying? But I guess my most romantic encounter was probably when I met my husband and I came out to Alabama, and we had a nice two-piece. We had dinners from Popeyes, and we sat on the floor and talked, and we drank shots and played a little bit of Monopoly, and then we just, you know, made warm, passionate love, just all night.
You had to breathe out with that one?
Oh. I did. Yes, come through, Alabama. Fast, but... You know.
Well, my most romantic evening or gesture, I've had a whole bunch of them, but I'm going to pick my trip to Japan as a really romantic gesture, because I ended up getting sick from eating the McDonald's over there. Mm. And he basically took care of me the whole entire time, let me rest, you know, made sure I had a towel on my head and everything. And then once I was feeling good, we went to this really, really nice restaurant. Came back to the candlelit room and everything, and just like basically had sex all night. It was just the fact of taking me on the trip and then doing all this extras and taking good care of me. So it was
Sounds very romantic.
While you were sick?
Yeah, I was sick for like the whole day, like one half of the whole entire Saturday, I was sick. And he basically nursed me back to health and then was like, come on, let's go get something to eat. And then after that, came home and just came back to the hotel and just took care.
I thought you gave him some ass while you were sick.
No. You ain't never had sick ass, Tony?
No. I don't want no drunk ass.
You don't want no drunk ass.
I don't know.
That's the best. Oh, my God. That's the best. No.
Let me give it to you. Let me explain. I don't want no sloppy drunk starfish pussy.
Oh, word.
Well, you just lay down like a starfish.
That one a little later. The starfish.
He's explaining. He said when you just lay there.
Just laying there, stretched out like a starfish. I don't want that. No.
Wow.
I've seen women been in a position where women been that drunk, and I'm like, I decline. Nah, I'm not.
Right.
Right.
Mm.
So,
such a gentleman. Thought,
made me think about my most romantic sexual encounter was with a chocolate ass woman. I just remember that. Never forget that old D. She made me food, made me some nice dinner. We had steak, macaroni and cheese, a salad, rolls, all that. We got through eating there. Then when I went off into her I think it was a den, and she had like these rose petals from the den all the way up to her bathroom, and she had a bubble bath already ready for me. I got in there and she bathed me.
Oh,
and after that, y'all already know what went down. But like usually, I had quite a few romantic sexual encounters. But that one right there, I just thought about that. That made me think about that. Yeah, she gave me a bath. And I ain't had nobody gave me a bath since I was a baby. So
now you old stinking ass nigga then.
Okay, D. Okay, D.
Y'all bitches better bathe him. What's wrong with y'all?
Yeah.
Do you ever see D?
It says the royal penis is clean, Your Highness.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, she got it all good and clean before it went up. You know, before that, go do it, take care of business. You know
yes.
All right.
So ain't nothing like a fresh penis. Ain't nothing like a fresh, clean,
yeah,
Irish
fresh, clean penis. Microphone.
Yes, yes, yes. So, I forgot to ask, what is everybody drinking tonight?
Guess first.
Some Amsterdam with a splash of cran grape.
All right.
Yeah.
Ebony.
Y'all know my friend is back tonight. I'm drinking Jack Daniels, Tennessee honey.
No.
Hey,
that's that old cowboy ass drink.
Ebony.
First of all, Ebony. She got so ignorant when she drinks this shit.
Ebony.
Lisa, I'm only gonna have my husband made me like a triple shot, and that's all I'm having. I'm only having this one triple shot. That's it.
Oh my gosh, Ebony.
This is about to be a long night. I'm drinking apple pineapple cider.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it's beer, basically.
Ugh. I don't like beer.
Well, that that bloats your bit your stomach.
It sure does.
Give you a gut.
Well, I got
she'll work it off.
Yep,
she'll work it off.
Okay, that's what's up.
Lisa, what you drinking?
I am drinking good old faithful Italia Roscato, aka Rosso Dolce Sweet Red.
All right.
Uh-oh. Okay. She sounds sophisticated over there.
All right.
So let me tell y'all this shame-worthy damn topic. So there is this man who decided to take his ass to Walmart and masturbate in the toy aisle with a woman and her child.
Oh.
Wow.
Hell no.
He masturbated in the toy aisle in front of a woman and her child.
Yes, and he basically kind of got the ejaculate on the mother.
Wow.
But she didn't notice because she was looking at the toys. Her 12-year-old son noticed this 19-year-old pervert ejaculating and brought it to her attention.
That is fucking disgusting.
And guess what state this happened in?
Is it Midwest?
Georgia. Nope.
I say the Midwest.
Nope.
I'm going to say the South.
California?
Florida. Y'all know all the crazy people live in Florida.
That is true.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Well, I've never noticed how crazy they are down there. I haven't only visited Florida once.
Half the craziest news stories come from Texas, Florida, and New York. They crazy. People is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I believe New York because there's so many diverse, you know.
Right.
So many different cultures there, you know, races and shit. So I can see that happening in New York, but, you know, Florida? Ugh.
Yeah, they real crazy. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so this dude's name, I'm about to mess his name up. His name is Ilias Floor. And he's 19 years old, so we are shaming his nasty ass.
Pervert.
Yeah.
Pervert.
Nasty sucker.
In the toy aisle, though.
Like, that's just so...
He's disgusting.
So, did he go to jail?
Oh, yes. He was definitely arrested.
That should be assault. That should be assault.
Yes.
If his semen went on her, yeah.
He shot his shit all on her?
Yeah, that's assault.
He was charged with battery and lewd. Lewd behavior. And he was released from jail on a $25,000 bond.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they're going to give him some type of sexual, like a sexual offender type thing.
Oh, yeah. Where he'll have to identify as a sex offender. That's
right.
Yeah.
Because you have identified as one. If you get caught pissing outside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can get charged with that. I didn't even know that.
I agree. In the toy section, in front of a child. Yes, that's sex offender shit.
It says that he unzipped his pants, pulled out his penis, and approached the victim with his penis out. And that's how the son noticed.
Wow.
So he was turned around, wasn't paying attention to him. He was just going to town.
Yeah, he was going to town. The son looked over and saw him and brought it to his mother's attention.
Oof. That's some nasty shit.
So we're going to shame him. That's our shame-worthy person for this episode. Shame on his nasty.
If I would have seen that, we would have been...
I would have punched that dude in his dick.
I would have beat his ass up in there. Oh, my goodness.
I would have tried to do something at 12.
Yes.
With a 12. Yes. I was a little 12-year-old. Yeah, I would have tried something.
No, I would have hit his dick with that cart.
That's nasty. Hey, but I know that was one of the NBA players from here. He was a basketball star from here. Went to Star Spencer. He got charged on numerous occasions.
Who is rattling something?
Huh?
I said, who is rattling something?
I apologize. It's not me. But it's someone in my household.
Get your ass out of here.
He got caught masturbating outside on a couple occasions.
Really?
Yeah. One time he did it. He was standing outside on his balcony in his apartment, just going, just whacking off, going to town. And the next time he was just, I think he was either sitting at his car, he was sitting somewhere open where everybody could see, just going off. Like, you know, he could play the hell out of some basketball, but had a mental issue.
Who was this?
We can't say no names.
I don't want to say his name because he is from here and a lot of people here in Oklahoma City.
He was a professional player. My
he
man.
Did. Okay. He played with the Golden State Warriors and the Chicago Bulls.
Oh, okay.
And okay. That should be easy to
That's
find.
That's enough information. All right. Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to tell you.
All right. No more need to be said. Got it. All right. So the game that we're going to play tonight is called Explain Yourself. So how explain yourself works is I will give you a statement. As soon as I read the statement, you have to explain yourself. First thing that comes to mind. Okay. This is like this incident is happening to you right now in this moment. And you have to explain yourself.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. So I'm going to let y'all pick between the numbers 1 through 4. So, Tony, since you're our guest, pick a number 1 through 4.
Uh-oh. 1.
Okay. 1. All right. You sent a new video of you attempting to suck your own dick to your favorite grandparent. Explain yourself.
I'm to my grandma.
I know you love your grandma too. So, yes, that grandma.
Ooh. Rest in peace, grandma.
Yes, rest Ooh. In peace. But yes, her.
Lord, I sent her one of me trying to get myself head.
Yes.
Mm. I would basically have to tell her, grandma, I'm gay now.
That's the only explanation. I can't even think of one.
I mean, me sending her that, that's my only explanation. I'm gay now. I don't like women anymore. That would be my explanation.
I wasn't even thinking you saying something like that. I would think you was like, right. I was just trying to see if I could do it.
No, be attempting to try to do that. She. Why in the fuck would I want to a dick in my mouth anyway? I don't want my dick in my mouth. No. Mm. No. There is too many women out here that is willing now.
Said now. All right. Ebony.
Okay.
2, 3, or 4?
You know, I love 3s, so I'm going to go with 3.
All right. You're watching a movie with a steamy sex scene and you decide to jack your husband off. Deep into the middle of it, your teenage child walks in. Explain yourself.
Why the fuck you in here? We do with grown folks. Do I got to explain myself? Shit.
Explain yourself.
I'm rubbing one down for daddy. Why are you in here? You know what I mean? Like, some things don't need explanation. If my teenage kid gonna know. Shouldn't have brought your ass up in here.
You rubbing one out for daddy.
I mean, I don't know what else to say. I mean, it's obvious. I'm caught off guard. The first thing I'm gonna be like, why the fuck you walk up in here? Where was you at? Explain yourself. I paid the bills here.
You gonna try to flip it around?
Yes. Dr. Spin. Yes.
Explain why you're coming in my room while I'm jacking your father off.
Exactly. Because I'm the spin doctor. That's what I'm gonna do. Yes.
All right, Lisa, 2 or 4?
Okay, let's go for number 2.
All right. You're at dinner meeting your booze family for the first time. As you stand up, your boob pops out. Explain yourself.
Oh, everybody. Unfortunately, I'm having a malfunction right now. I know my husband likes it, but for everybody else at the table, welcome to my world.
My bra was too little. I couldn't get it to fit. I got all.
All right. All right. The last one is for me. It says, I'm heavy into masturbating, and I decide to masturbate to my ex's picture, and my current boo walks in.
Ooh. Ooh. That's quite a dilemma.
Yeah, yourself.
See, I couldn't find any pictures of you, and so I just popped up the first one that came up on the phone.
Nah, bitch.
Nah, that's not gonna fly. I'm a man. That's not flying. That shit ain't flying. Get the shit, get out.
All your shit.
I mean, get all out. Your
shit.
I mean, real.
That's because all I got. Just, I mean,
you just cheated on me.
Mm-hmm. Basically.
Yep.
That's it. I just cheated with my ex.
You did.
Yeah.
You did.
You sure did.
It's he just made a you picture.
Come. He made you. He was making you come without even being there.
Mm.
So you was actually thinking about him getting off. So to me, as a man,
and why is the picture still around?
Right. And how often you been doing this shit, hoe?
Yeah. Explain yourself. Goddamn.
Why are you so goddamn wet? Why you doing it?
Yeah. Oh, and if you a squirt or two, you squirting all over the room.
I mean,
you might as well should have went ahead and fucked the dude.
I think I'm just gonna go ahead and have to fuck him. The way you making it sound, I'm just gonna have to go ahead and call X up and just fuck him again.
Yeah.
You might as well.
You ain't shit.
I ain't shit. All right. So last week, our question of the week was, which do you prefer, hooded or unhooded penis? And that was because last week our guest was Sex with Ashley.
Right.
And, well, that wasn't last week. That's the week before last. Week before last, our guest was Sex with Ashley. And she had, the question had come up about circumcised penises or uncircumcised. So I had posted this question. And I don't think our listeners understood
what
hooded and unhooded was, because 67% of them said they would prefer a dude with a uncircumcised penis, and 39% would want one that was circumcised. So I don't think they understood the question.
I've been with somebody with an uncircumcised dick, and that shit is not appealing at all. I mean, he was very appealing, but that shit is not some shit I'd be looking for.
But you know what, Ebony, it's the same. It's just that it's just extra work with that extra skin.
Tony, if I wanna, circumcised or uncircumcised?
I'm circumcised.
Who knows to you?
Shit, I'm glad my mama didn't do me like that. Fuck that.
So, yeah, the person I was with was actually from another country, so he was not.
And I was getting ready to say that, Ebony, because some cultures, that is a part of their culture to not circumcise.
Yeah, you're gonna cut that shit up off me.
All right, so because we gathered that our listeners did not really understand the question, we posed a second question, and it was based off of someone on this podcast who does not like oral sex because something is wrong. So the question was, do you enjoy oral sex? And every one of our listeners who responded, it was 100% yes. So, bitch, you the only motherfucker that don't enjoy oral sex.
Her and one of the guys that I used to date, remember? I shared that story.
Yeah,
that
he didn't like it. He didn't vote. And
I was like, something's totally wrong with you. You're fucked up.
I think, first off, let me just say this. I think that probably 86% Some of them 100% was lying. Everybody was telling the whole goddamn truth.
Why do you say that, Ebony?
Because everybody, 100% of the people are not going to fucking like oral sex. That's just not your facts.
It's cool, but it's not, for me, it's not a necessity. You don't have to.
That's what I'm saying.
It's just a necessity.
But do you enjoy it?
Yes.
See, she
I didn't say I could. I said I could go without it. I did not say. Well, sometimes it. I mean, I just don't need it. I don't. It doesn't. It's not like if you don't suck, you don't.
Ebony on that. I don't need it. I don't need it because it's a lot of people say, "Oh, I got to." And here's my angle. I'm coming from on that. It's if you was born in our era, a 70s baby, and you was a teen growing up. That was not popping off like that. People's first encounter was not getting head.
Exactly.
They were not. So you I can't agree say you with had that. To, if you got head the first time you ever had sex and you've been doing, then you can tell me like, okay, yeah, I gotta have it because I came into doing. But if you didn't have, because back then, it wasn't no bragging rights to say that you was out here eating pussy.
Right.
That's facts. Nowadays. It wasn't bragging. Mm-hmm. Women wasn't bragging about sucking dick. They was not.
She was a hoe.
They was acting like they are the best. They'll get on Facebook. Boy, I will suck the fuck out of a dick. I'm the best pussy eater. We was not bragging, so that's the angle I came from with me. And I said, when you first had sex with a woman, did she, you know, when we was like in the 80s, like 86, 87, like that, a woman knew, her parents knew your social security number that she gave you some head. That's how well you went first, second, third base, then home run back in our day. That's why, in head, y'all was together probably 3 years.
No, Anthony, Tony, I disagree. Because...
Not everybody. I'm not saying the majority. I'm just not everybody. I'm just saying, but a lot of us back then were just not no freaks like that. We came into it. So back then... I'm not going to say no racist comment. Back then, the only people that did that was white folks, they say.
Yes, we established that before on this show.
I agree. Yeah.
So, that's
Lisa was a freak.
That's why I said
Lisa was humping underneath houses and shit. So,
okay, let me share. I was humping with the same dude that exposed me to oral sex. This guy was 4 years younger than me. And my first encounter with sex was with him. And he started off like that.
He saw He saw some stuff.
I didn't get my pussy ate the first time I had sex, but the second person that I had sex with, that's what started it out. So now you cannot even have sex with me without eating my pussy.
Right. Period. Exactly. I mean, it's just not normal. I don't consider him normal if he does not do that.
But can you can you not have a serious relationship with a guy that don't do it?
No, I can't. That's the reason why I'm not with the fucking one that didn't like all of sex.
Now here's
I cannot do it.
Well, this dude was real good, probably square. Faithful, loyal, and all that. He just don't.
Oh, you know what, Tony? We had a conversation like this some months back. So let me read. If he is a good dude, he would have to. He wouldn't have to give it to me all the time. I enjoy doing it. I want to do it, but would have to do it occasionally as part of that covenant in that relationship.
Because I'm gonna go there on that, but I'm not saying I don't do it. I love to do it and all that, and I love to receive it. But like I said, like if it's not a necessity, we can go. If she just want to do it out the blue, okay, that's cool. I ain't tripping. I like to perform. I'm not tripping on that. That's all right. That's like a bonus.
No, it's not a bonus.
But
it's a must.
Somebody to say you rather give up a person that treat you like a queen, be loyal to you.
No,
all because he feel like something that he's only supposed to breathe, drink, and eat and talk out of.
But check it out. No, that's not the only reason. Only things that's he's only supposed to do, Tony.
I don't.
No, it's not because if God didn't want him to come, to be up in my pussy, he wouldn't have gave him a tongue.
Nah. How we gonna talk, Lisa?
That tongue is the taste of food.
And the taste of pussy.
That tongue, exactly. Thank you very much, Charlie.
And finally, someone who agrees with my logical thinking on the show. Finally.
Your irrational thinking.
We're not throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
But so here's the deal. What if you get, okay, what if that dude don't do that? Check my scenario out.
I just said occasionally. He's going to have to do it.
No, he said he doesn't do it at all. I'm not going to do it occasionally. I'm a good dude, make good money. I'm faithful. I don't, you know, I'm everything that you wanted in a man. And
then I be have like, missed man, a great guy.
Yeah,
boring.
And you say, great guy. Yeah,
boring.
Huh?
I would have missed a great guy because I'm telling you right now, 100%. Like we haven't even had sex. I must have fell in love with him before sex because you can't even put your penis in me without.
Wow, that's some dumb shit, ain't it? That's the dumbest shit I've ever
heard. But there's a dude, let's say you throw that dude away. You go get with another dude that every time you turn around, you're hearing about him with another nigga, but he sucks the shit out of your pussy.
I'm not gonna stay with no dude just because he give good head.
I mean, but that's an oxymoron. You just gave up a good one that don't do it.
I said that. I just lost a good dude because that's I know what I like, and you're gonna eat my pussy before you even get your dick inside of me.
So how did that conversation comes up? How do you go about telling him that? Because if he start kissing you on your neck, stomach, and y'all getting ready for play, and he don't. Next thing you know, he take your panties down, just grab that condom and put it on in there.
No, that's not how it works.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
exactly.
So you gonna stop me like? Are you gonna stop me like? Hey.
Yes, you need to make yourself acquainted with my vagina. Yes, sir. I sure am.
Mm-mm. Well, I think that you need to have that conversation with a guy that you're during a date, like during dinner.
I mean, would have that conversation beforehand. That conversation would happen beforehand. But
I mean, that conversation just ain't never really came up with me with any woman that I've ever been with. That I've started dating. We discussed sex, but I've never said, you know what, do you suck a dick?
You need to.
Nah.
Bitch, your mouth looks right. Can I stick my dick in?
Well, let me ask y'all this. How would you feel if a man asked you that during dinner on a first or second date? Like he said, man, well, do you suck dick?
I would respect him that? Because if some man asked me that, the answer would be no. I only suck the dick of the men that I marry, and we're not.
But she want a random ass person to eat her pussy, though. Give me a fucking break.
But it's the truth. Y'all, this is my truth. It may not be right. It might
your
be
truth is absolutely biased, ridiculous.
It is the way that it is. You're going to eat my pussy and I'm not going to suck your dick.
Wow. Insane in the membrane.
Wow.
Tony, that's Shari's truth. That's not my truth.
Okay, so what is yours?
Because I don't have to be married to him to suck his dick, but he is going to eat my pussy.
Okay, so the scenario I just gave her, what are you going to do? You going to tell him, hey, you need to go down there and take care of that? Is that what you're going to
say? He should know that.
Huh?
He should know that. No. I shouldn't have to tell him.
Is that what you're going to say, Cherie?
What?
Are you going to tell him, like, hey, if he y'all give you foreplay and don't do that, and he's ready to fuck.
Guy tells me that he doesn't eat pussy, I'm gonna tell him there's no need in us going any further because we're not having sex without you eating my pussy. Mm, period. Mm. I don't care how fine he is, what he got going on, how heated of the moment we are in. If you're not gonna eat my pussy, we are not having sex. Period.
That is Shari's truth. Let her have his truth.
With anyone who has not eaten my pussy, Except
you
for
ain't
the
had
very
sex
first
with nobody
person,
ever in your life.
My baby daddy, the very first person that I had sex with, he is the only person that I've had sex with that didn't eat my pussy. Ever.
Okay, so the second dude that you ever fucked with, that's the one that got you turned on that made you feel like you have to have it.
Because he knew exactly what the fuck he was doing.
I'm sure all of them that went down there did. Most of them.
Yeah, but he was bomb. He was good. I would give him a shout out, but everybody knows who he is, so I don't give him a shout out.
Charlie's famous mom.
Ebony, y'all do have the same last name, though.
I know who it is. I know who it is.
Wow.
Yes.
However, comma. I'm not that bitch. You don't got to eat my pussy. That shit is so, y'all sound fucking ridiculous to me.
I've never heard anything more ridiculous. That happened this past weekend. So this past weekend, I went to Oklahoma and I went to go hang out with my little brother. So I'm hanging out with my little brother with Oklahoma. And so this topic came up and my brother was like, my sister is nasty. And then he was like, why? Why you say that? He was like, man, I came outside one day and she was getting, some dude was giving her head while she was in the driveway. Just, it was a bright sunny day. He just down there. And then, so I just started laughing because I know I had just told y'all about this on the podcast.
Yeah.
And so, but my brother was like, the crazy part is the dude used to come over once a week just to eat her pussy. Like,
and he was sitting
there. So Oklahoma's sitting there in shock. He like, his face and eyes all wide and stuff, like, what? And I said, why your eyes wide? You act like you ain't ate this pussy. He's like, I have, but I wouldn't just come to your house every day just to eat it. I was like, well, why not?
Mm-mm.
Why not?
Wow.
Because he got some damn sense.
Yeah, really.
I like Oklahoma.
Whatever.
Oklahoma, if you're listening, I really like you.
And he knows that. But Shari is absolutely right. Why would you not eat it? Why would you not eat this nectar?
Nectar?
And drink from this juice that tastes so good.
Yes. Why not?
How do you know it tastes good?
I know it tastes good because I kiss you afterwards. I know what good pussy tastes like.
Thank you, Shari.
I know what my pussy tastes like.
I am going to kiss you afterwards.
I'm going to kiss you. Let you know. You see how good it tastes. I know how good it tastes.
Well, okay. Well, let's
come in. Oh, God.
I'm just saying. So, I mean, if I would have had the scenario as you and I sent that picture to my grandparents, I'd be like, I just wanted to know what it tastes like.
All I'm saying is that that's just not a requirement. Like, I'm not going to tell somebody, you know what? Yo, if you don't eat this, you ain't hitting this. That's just not the way my mind works. It's not. I just don't think like that.
And that's okay, Ebony. That's your truth.
Yeah.
We respect that. But
that's because you got your pussy like Princess P's.
You a damn lot of Princess P. Look, I don't know who the fuck Princess P been fucking with. I know who I been fucking with. That bitch. We already know her pussy ain't up to code. So we can't. Look, Princess P. You one of my She one of my favorite loyal listeners, but her shit ain't up to code.
Okay,
we all know that.
I'm going to ask Antonio. I'm going to ask Tony this question. Tony. Okay, so we had a listener. She wrote in and she said that
two times.
I know, but I'm just gonna give her the one.
Okay.
Like, every dude that she date, they only want to hit it from the back. Period.
You're a man. Talk about it.
So
in her butt
only.
In her butt,
only
not
in her ass.
Yeah, only anal sex.
They only want to do anal. What does that mean? Or what does that say about her to you?
Ooh, that's all they want to do, and that's all she's allowing them to do is go with her.
No, she wants them to attract them to her vagina, but they only want to go in her ass.
Them dudes, oh, they like boys.
I was gonna say that her pussy is rotten. That's the only thing I could think of.
But you know what? There could be a flip side to that, Ebony. No, she might have a very attractive ass too.
No,
I have a very attractive ass.
No, nah, ain't no dude on that sitting right there. You ain't gonna want to hit that where it's supposed to go. No, you doing well, that all the time.
Explain this.
No, I ain't riding with that. Something wrong with her too.
So right. You've never been attracted to a woman, and all you want to do is just hit it from the backside.
What, you talking about in the
angle way or... backside? Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
No, no. I look, hell no.
Have you ever hit a woman from the backside?
No.
Okay.
You've never done anal?
No.
I thought you was a freak, Tony. You ain't no freak. No. What's your sign?
I'm a Virgo.
Kudos, Tony.
Whatever.
I'm a Virgo too, Tony. But I'm a freaky Virgo.
Yeah, I was gonna say y'all ain't the same type of Virgos, obviously.
We all got freak in us. Well, I just said I haven't.
Yeah, he don't have nasty. He ain't got nasty freak in him.
Does it? I'm not saying they're nasty.
No, it's just not for you.
It's not for me, right?
Yeah, ain't nothing on it. What's it? You don't yuck someone's yum.
Right.
Yeah, got it. Well, y'all know we didn't get to make it to any of our real topics.
Oh, dang.
Lisa, do you got a fun fact for us?
Yes, hold on just a second.
Okay. Because, yeah, we ain't get hit, not none of the topics.
Yeah, because we all trying to figure out. Well, you know what? I'm glad we didn't. Tony, you have been my favorite guest on the podcast. I appreciate you being part of the show so much.
Whatever. Lisa, what's your fact?
Okay, so fun fact for tonight is orgasms can occur with no involvement of the genitals. And they can be stimulated by nipples, by touching the nipples, the neck, mouth, forehead, sometimes, occasionally, the nose and the knees. I'm not sure how that works.
What?
Yes, but a person can have an orgasm without the genitals being involved. And the reason being is because doctors say that orgasms are ultimately occurring in the brain, not in the genitals.
Keep talking.
So a bonus is that a paraplegic without no sensation in the lower half of their body can experience orgasms during sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually feel like it's occurring in their genitals.
Mm. Oh.
Okay.
That's interesting.
That's very interesting.
I was going to say,
I'm sorry, Ebony. It's almost like that concept of the phantom mm-hmm. member of mm-hmm. your body, whatever they lost, mm-hmm. they still feel like it's there.
Mm-hmm.
So the same goes for the orgasm. They actually, if they have no sensation in the lower part of their body, but in their sleep, they still feel like they're stimulated and still feeling that same experience. It's like a phantom experience.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that fun fact, Lisa, Ebony.
I guess it's time to say goodbye to all my friends. y'all can follow us on Naturally Unbothered on IG, Twitter, and Facebook. Email us at naturallyunbothered2, that's the number 2, at gmail.com, or leave us a message. We will love the feedback. Listen on Apple Podcast, Stitcher, Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcast, Breaker, Radio Public, and Overcast. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and leave a review. tell a friend to tell all of their whole ass friends to tune in to Naturally Unbothered.
Yes, and thank you, Tony, for sitting in with us tonight.
Yes, thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
Loved it. Thank you so much, man. You've been, whatever. Loved it.
Hey, anytime y'all will be, hey, I'll come on anytime y'all ask me to come. Anytime y'all come here, ask me to come back. I will.
Awesome.
Well, thank you. Do you want to give out your social media so everyone knows how to follow you if you want them to follow you?
Just on Facebook, Antonio Porter. That's Instagram. I'm not even on there that often. So
Tony has a very provocative
405 on Instagram.
Yeah, and Tony has very provocative topics and comments.
Comments,
on Facebook. So y'all follow him, Antonio Porter, on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, right, you'll love it. You'll really love it. With the comments on there, I'll be hilarious. So.
Yes.
Until next time, this has been Naturally Unbothered. Thanks for joining us.
Toodles.
All righty.
Peace.